talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we are, it's a Getaway Friday, March the 6th, 2020, 13 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with Charlie Evers on this interesting Friday.
Yeah. It has been, well, the most interesting Friday I can remember.
So anything going on with you?
Nothing. I haven't heard about the fish dinner at KFC, so probably won't be going there tonight.
It's not going on?
Well, I'm sure, I don't know. I haven't read anything about it.
What, does anybody know anything about the fish dinner? We got to know these things. Does anybody
that's
know?
Right.
What do you get? Fish and coleslaw and a slice of pie?
It's like that dinner last night out there at All Occasions.
Did you get a
what was that all about?
Did you get a ticket to that one?
No. But what was it? Was it a Lincoln Day dinner or a Harding Day dinner or a John Wilkes Booth dinner?
I don't know. I think it started as a Lincoln dinner to honor President Harding and then turned into John Wilkes Booth before it was over.
I don't understand, really. Interesting. Or maybe it was just a gathering in the Republican Party.
Well, it was a fundraiser, I would think.
Yeah.
So much ahead.
Now, when you go to a Lincoln or a Harding Day dinner, it costs. Of course, that cost last night, too.
And apparently there was a little dust-up.
Yeah, it wasn't really a smooth occasion.
Well, it's my understanding that the Democrats were protesting already because Jim Jordan was going to be there.
That's right.
And they wanted to get this House bill passed.
But did they start protesting in Waldo with signs?
They all had shirts.
Yeah, what'd they say, Me Too?
Me Too, Jordan knew.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's that.
But they were down at the BP station there in Waldo. In fact, I saw a girl that used to be with us on this program. She was down there holding a sign.
She was down there?
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, it was a...
Brandy, yeah.
Well, apparently the groups turned out big.
Yeah, both ways, up and down.
Up and down. And then Melissa Atkinson, our Senate candidate in the Republican primary, got into a little dust-up.
So she's running now. Jim Jordan is a Republican,
right? Well, maybe this is somebody who knows something about the whole affair.
Yes,
go ahead, caller.
There were both Democrats and Republicans promoting House Bill 249.
Now, what does House Bill 249 do?
It's supposed to extend the statute of limitations on felonies such as the ones this doctor has been accused of doing over the number of years. But the official word, I just found out the official word for the event that happened last night, it was the Marion County Republican Club Mutual Admiration Society.
So it was strictly a Republican Party gathering.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Even though they, promoted it apparently in the Marion paper.
Was it?
Invited and tickets could be bought, etc.
So it was interesting. Now, did you see the dust up between Atkinson and Bob Schultz?
I didn't see any dust flying. There was fur flying.
Who grabbed a hold of who?
I was asked to leave.
Did you hear the Atkinson lady on our station this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was she accurate in what she said?
Well, hell, I hope so, because I wasn't there.
Oh, you were already escorted out at that point.
I was already out on the roadway.
Now, who had put you out?
I don't know, some older guy and a couple deputy sheriffs and that. And the interesting thing is Andrew Carter from the Marion Star was left there.
So you came in and said you were filmed. You wanted to talk to Jordan and some deputy.
I wanted to interview Jordan, that I had gotten the people outside's point of view and wanted to get Jordan's point of view or anybody else that could address the issue of the House Bill 249.
And they said, no dice.
They said, this is a private party. You're not allowed in here.
Oh.
Private party, no media.
But the media was there.
Do what?
But the media was there.
The Marion Star was there.
A representative of the media, being the Marion Star, was there. Now, from what Andrew Carter told me, he had talked to Robert Schultz prior to the event, and Schultz was apparently okay with that. So it was a selective public event.
Interesting. Now, but they already had deputies on hand because of the protesters. They were worried about the dust up there?
Well, when I arrived, I saw, I think it was two, maybe three Marion County Sheriff's vehicles there. I believe I saw about four deputy sheriffs there.
Were they expecting, well, obviously expecting trouble?
I can't read their mind. I have no idea what they were expecting.
Well, usually you don't invite the police to the
Maybe they were traffic
party.
Cops.
Well, I mean, when the governor, or even for that matter, Arnold Schwarzenegger goes around, he has bodyguards.
Yeah.
So I got to believe that Jim Jordan, you know, who knows?
Well, yeah, I don't know what a senator has for a bodyguard. I'm sure they do have them.
Secret Service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe that's what it was.
Campaigning and stuff, I guess. But, the interesting thing is, it's like everything. Everybody goes to the bloody extremes. And instead of the people putting this event on, they were not very well behaved. And it was funny because generally those who are complaining about people misbehaving are themselves the ones misbehaving. And that's pretty much what I experienced. I mean, to walk in and say, I'd just like to shoot an interview. I've got people out there. I'd like to get the other point of view. No, blah, 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 blah. Really, really inhospitable. And quite frankly, not a very good way to make you feel at home.
Or if they ever wanted a favor.
Exactly. I mean, that's the problem with Marion, and probably all over the place. It's always us and them. Us and them. And that's their mentality. It's always a fight. And they can't be civilized about it. They get too emotionally charged over stuff. And it's unfortunate because that's, again, it fuels voter apathy. And I think that's what they want, so that only a select few will go out and vote. And the majority of the electorate will ignore it and say to hell with it, throw their hands up.
How many protesters were there, would you say, from the Democrats?
Oh, well, there you go again. Democrats and Republicans.
The whole bunch. How many protesters in general?
Well, there were approximately 30, 35, I think Rocky Ratliff said.
35, okay. Well, that's
interesting. Approximately 35.
Did you see any prominent Republicans out there protesting?
Prominent Republicans. I'm trying to think. Who on earth was there? Oh, gee. I can't remember.
Did the shirt say...
I just interviewed a few people, Rocky Ratliff, Melissa Atkinson. She was there after she went inside and they were all congregating and standing by the driveway in to all occasions. And she came out later, and Adam DeSabato interviewed him. And there was our city treasurer, Tom Panett, interviewed him. And, geez, I'm trying to remember. I think Mike DeWine was there. No, just kidding. But prominent, I not that I would have known.
Well, it sounds like an interesting night. Well, thanks for calling, and thanks for the audio earlier on.
Yep. Keep it accurate, Scott.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
Well, there you go, Charlie. It was a big deal. We still don't know what the dinner was about.
And once again, even what we're saying right here is being recorded.
Yes, and it's conjecture.
That's right. So
we don't know. We weren't there.
You could be in...
maybe... Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
I'm just an old lady listening to the radio, but my only comment, what an embarrassment for our town.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably feel that way.
That is a shame. I'm proud to be from Marion, but this is an embarrassment on both sides of the table.
So the fact that the whole thing went down the way it did all together.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
It is an embarrassment. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, now, one of the major things was the trying to get people vote in favor of that amendment or the bill.
Yeah,
it
I think
would lengthen the time that you could be brought up on trial for.
Right. I think that's the push by the protesters.
Okay. Would that include any kind of crime or just...
I think sexual abuse crimes.
Oh, okay.
I think.
All right.
That's what my understanding is. Well, if anybody has anything else to say, let us know. What do you think? Was anybody there last night? There might be somebody listening who was there. I don't know. 740-383-9944.
Yeah, now that would be interesting. Well, we know Terry was there.
Was there, but got escorted out, I guess.
There's a caller.
Let's see if this person knows what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I just have I've been reading a little bit about it in the paper.
What does the paper say about it?
Well, I think there's up to 320 or 350 people suing. And I thought it was just showering or when he gave them their physicals. And it's like, they're wrestlers. Why didn't they beat the crap out of him? They had to talk among themselves. If I told Jim Jordan something happened to me, and then I went to the coach, and he didn't do anything, and I went to the athletic department, I'd be sitting at the university president's place. Why did they wait 20, 30, 40 years to do this? And why didn't they pound the heck out of him? Because what she said, I didn't hear some of that other stuff they did. And they're wanting to go back all these years and do this bill so these guys can all sue. Well, I don't know if it's just guys, well, I guess. Sue. But what are they going to do about the women and children that were raped and molested? After 7 years, you can't get, if it was Ohio State, you can't get anything. They're making a special law for these people to sue, when I don't think people that can go back 50 years, these women can sue people that have been raped and kids molested can do this. And I don't get it, I mean, and stuff, because if I went to a doctor's office and he did something he shouldn't do, well, maybe I'd tell the receptionist and the people in the waiting room, but I would go someplace and complain. To me, they might have told Jim Jordan or whoever, that it's up on you to go take care of it. Can't expect, I don't know how, but to me it's like if Jim Jordan did know, I heard that some of the assistants did tell maybe it was the coach, and then the coach was supposed to have told somebody else that nothing was done.
Well, I think it's the same thing that happened over at Penn State, though, because the players were being molested by Sandusky, and it went on for a long time, and the players were going to the coaching staff, and they were going to people and saying this is being done, but nothing ever got done for some reason, and I'm not sure why that happens at the college level, but I think that's what they're saying here. They did go to the coach, they did go to the assistant coach, they did go to their higher-ups, and they did nothing. And
well, then the higher-ups didn't do anything, so it's up to them to go. If they had gone to the president of the university, he did nothing, that's who to go after. If these people, because I know that one wrestler, he's supposed to be, I don't know what word to use, Malvin, he's the one that's doing most of it. Now, to me, when they're having these things, it's already, I think, in the court. This is no place for any of these meetings for them to bring a bunch of people and to go into this for detail. That's for the courts. If they're there wanting to talk about whatever, guns or something or whatever, but this is already supposed to be in the courts. I think they're trying to make that law so that just this one group can sue. But the women and other men or whatever and kids molested cannot go back and do it. It's just this one group of people, and that's not right. If you were molested 40 years ago by, you know, somebody, you should be able to go sue. But I think there's usually a 7-year limit. And it should be for everybody, not just for this group. Because if there's 320 or 350, I'm going to say men, because I don't know if they had a separate lady for the girls. And if one of them, because I know they talked among themselves, and if they couldn't get together as a group and go complain to somebody after the coach, he didn't do anything. Are you going to sit there and let this guy keep doing this for 10, 20 years and not go to the president of the college?
I don't know. I think maybe somebody should have. Maybe somebody did. I don't know who was the president at the time, and I don't...
Well, that's what I said. If Jordan complained to his next, whoever the coach was, he did his part, and the coach didn't do anything. And then the coach told the athletic, whoever's over that department, he didn't do anything. And if he didn't do anything, he should have been the one that handled it or went to the president
but
and
I
stuff.
But I think at this point, Jordan says he didn't know anything.
Well, I don't know if he did or not, because I wasn't there, and I didn't know what they did, if they showered or what they did. Nobody knows but those people that had it done to them, and I don't know, hearsay, I don't know how that plays into all this stuff either or whatever, but all I know is they're supposed to, for this one group of people, they're supposed to get it okay so that they can all sue, but it doesn't go for everybody else. Over all those years, it's just this one group, and it's not fair to the other people. If somebody was molested by, say, a professor or something 20 years ago or 30, they should be able to sue if they're going to make it legal for these people too over the last 20 or 30 years. It's not right to do one group of people.
Well, I think a lot of people.
I know kids, when they're molested, you're allowed, I don't know, usually 7 years. And then you may as well kiss it goodbye because it's done. You know, it's done. Nothing could be done in the courts or anything. So, but no, if I could see her going there. But when she took the people, the wrestlers, it's just like, I'm not going to say intimidation, but it's something like that to me.
It's interesting.
And I was thinking about voting for her, but I'm going to listen because I think I'm changing my mind about stuff. So, but I just kind of know what I read in the paper, but it's already going to be going to the courts. They don't need to go around to all these different things, you know, because nobody knows really what happened. I don't know how they're going to find out. Because, you know, none of us were there. We don't know.
We certainly don't.
And if they told Jordan, and if he told the next person, it's up to that next person to handle it. And if that next person told somebody, it's up to them and stuff. Because Jordan, I mean, as long as he told somebody, and I don't know what they saw or whatever, but to me, it's just a mess, and it's for the courts. It's not for her or that other guy that, I don't know, she's running against somebody. It's not for him to go around and start bringing up and for everybody to start bringing up at these things. It just causes a bunch of commotion when they need to be discussing what they're going to do. Not about this, and when they go there and they get into it about this, that's what the whole evening's going to be about, is that stuff.
It certainly turned out that way. Hey, I thank you for calling.
Let the courts handle it, because it's going to be in the courts.
I think you might be right. Thank you.
Goodbye.
And again, we don't turn anybody away. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944.
So is this all a part of campaigning to get that House bill, or the bill, whatever, passed, extending the length of time before you can sue or before you can take action?
I think the protesters would probably say yes, but this whole thing with Atkinson, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Because she had bought a ticket and then...
Oh, that's right.
Remember the guy called her the night before to give her a lecture on etiquette, she said?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott and Charlie.
Yeah.
It sounds like you had a real battle royal going on there last night.
A little bit.
Yeah, it sounded like to me that you're playing WWE there. But the thing is there, it's that time of year there where people are getting all this stuff stirred up again. And, you know, you got to listen to both sides of the story instead of, you know, just jumping right in and accusing this and accusing that. And you just got to let it play out and, you know, see what happens.
I think that's hopefully what will happen, but I think as the caller said earlier, it doesn't do a whole lot for Marion's reputation to have this happening last night.
Oh, no. God knows we need more of that, you know. We're turning, like I said, we're turning into be, you know, a new WWE there and a battleground here or something.
It's very interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for your opinion.
Yes, sir.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The caller, second caller, was right. I mean, it's not good for our reputation.
That's for sure. Because there's other media out there that love to get a hold of this story about Marion. And we can see in the past they've done so. But we haven't heard yet whether they even heard about this.
Not yet, no. And I don't know. See, I would think that if I was this Atkinson woman, if you're taking in a man who has just accused Jim Jordan on national television within the last month, of knowing about this, and Jim Jordan's at this event, yeah, that could create conflict.
Yeah. I think it would be good to do what I did. I looked up what the definition of a political party is, period. And it's anything but what we're seeing today.
Well, why are we so strung out over this stuff? I mean, it's the Democrats outside with the Republicans. They're protesting. The Republican candidate for the Senate's being thrown out. She's going to press charges.
Boy.
I mean, it's a kerfuffle.
It is. But again, why did they wait so long to bring all this up?
Well, I don't know. I think the same thing happened at Penn State that went on for years. And
right.
I don't know. I guess I think there is probably some shame involved. Shouldn't be, but I think there is.
Is sex a bigger picture than we'd ever think among the colleges? But I mean, is sex playing a bigger role than we ever imagined?
At college?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Sex in the way of not...
not consensual.
Yeah, right.
Non-consensual.
Yeah.
Well, obviously so. But I don't know what's going on with these sports teams.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Is our football team squeaky clean? Must be.
I don't know.
What about the athletic director? Is he more than football? Is he everything?
Yeah. Gene Smith.
Did he know?
I don't know.
Did anybody complain to him?
Is anybody been put under oath? Let's put them under oath, yeah. And that way it's a crime if they lie.
Yes, yeah.
You know, put Jim Jordan under oath, put this DeSabato under oath, and let's see what they say.
Yeah.
Then we'll know.
Right.
I think that's the way to do it. And again, if you know anything about the fish fry, let us know. We're still waiting on that one. Is there a fish fry going on over at the KFC tonight? 740-383-9944. What did you used to get with that?
Fish fry, you got French fries, coleslaw, and I think that's about it. Butter.
Now, was it all you can eat?
Yeah, butter and a roll.
And all you can eat?
Yeah.
No dessert.
A guy, I often thought he was a nice little guy.
Oh, maybe okay. This is the representative for
it
the...
It could be, yeah.
Fish fry. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, there must be a fish fry going on, because all this stuff that's happened in the last 12, 14 hours is pretty fishy.
Little fishy. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, wait. Hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, you're talking about under oath and everything. They haven't gone to trial yet. There's a trial date, I understand, set. But I believe they were in arbitration. So I think that fell apart, and now they're setting a trial. So that's why, you know, it's all, nothing, the dust hasn't settled on all of that stuff. So I'm going to try and find out if that fish fry is going on tonight, because, as Charlie knows, they used to have it in the Marion paper so people would know, and it would be every Friday during Lent.
It's one of those used to things.
Yeah, it's one of those traditional things,
yeah.
And hopefully it is continuing. But I'll try to get back with you.
Thank you.
Bye.
They didn't give you dessert over there?
No. You can buy beer and wine, though.
Oh, good.
I think $3, it was $3 a glass. It might be more now.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah. Was it good fish?
Yeah. Oh, excellent. It was the kind that you get anywhere, all you can eat for so much money. The Alaskan pollock.
I don't think I ever went to one.
Yeah.
It's over at the Knights of Columbus on Center.
That's right. And that's good. Now, here's always been my pet peeve for years. Restaurants that advertise all the walleye you can eat for $6.95, that is not true. They're pollocks, not walleye. You couldn't afford a pound of walleye for what they're advertising.
Well, all year round, they do all-you-can-eat fish Fridays at Perkins. Now, what kind of fish is that?
Probably pollock.
Pollock?
Yeah.
Because pollock is cheap.
It's a good-tasting fish, first of all, and it's a little more reasonable. There are more pollock in the water than there are squid.
You love a good fish fry. Nothing like a good fish
That's
fry.
That's right, yeah.
And what did you give up for Lent this year, Charlie?
Nothing.
Nothing. No participation in Lent.
Well, let me see. What have I? I need to charge my battery in my one car. And I keep saying every day I got to get out there and put my charger on it. And I don't do it. Be cheaper for me maybe just to buy a new battery.
So the battery's dead.
Well, until I charge it, yeah. But I've got this 1986 or 89 neon. It's like new condition, and it needs the steering fixed on it. I have to really tug and pull at the steering because it's out of whack. Well, anyhow, that's life.
That's the way it goes.
When you get old like me, it's harder than it's harder than Dickens to to work on anything.
So that's your Lent.
Yeah, that's my Lent, yeah.
Yeah, you're giving up charging this battery.
Right,
you're
right.
You're not going to do it. You're just totally forgetting that this battery ever existed.
And
I can understand.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's see here. The Panda Express, I think.
Oh, the KFC fish fry.
There you go.
$30 maximum for families. Kids are $5 that are 12 and under. And senior citizens, seniors are $8, same as last year. Well, that's good. Okay, that's me. I'm a senior. regular adults, $9.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm heading back to work, and I just drove by Knights of Columbus, and there are signs out there saying fish fry Friday.
Maybe it just didn't make the pay. What time is the fish fry?
We just got up.
I didn't pay attention. I think it lasts till 7:30. I didn't see
five
till.
Yeah, a listener just came in the room here with a note that said 5 till 7:30. Seniors $8. Adults regular $9. Kids under five. They're $5 for 12 and under.
Oh wow, that's a good deal.
And free if they're under. Under five.
Well, my wife says I act like a baby, but I don't think I can pass.
Yeah, and $30 maximum for how many have in your family?
Oh, that's a good deal. But
yeah.
I was just driving by. I didn't see what time it started. I just seen what time it ended.
5 o'clock. Friday. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You guys have a good day.
Thanks for calling. Well, the fish fry is on. We know now. See, we brought it up, Charlie, and it came in from all angles.
That's good, yeah.
So now we know.
The KFC has not informed us, though.
No, the KFC, they may be shut down.
Thank goodness for listeners.
Thank goodness for listeners and callers and people who come in. 740-383-9944. If you'd like to weigh in on anything, we don't mind. Here we are all day long.
Oh, what?
What do you think about anything going on? That's what we like to hear about.
Okay. I don't know, but a listener just brought.
Yes, you got something there, Charlie.
Yeah, just a second here.
All right.
Oh boy.
Oh well, we can put those. Yes, we'll put those batteries in. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Put those right over here. What do you got there, Charlie?
I don't. We'll soon know. Okay.
Just let's
a
see
second
here.
Now. Ooh.
Oh. Here we go.
Oh my.
Oh, look at this, Charlie.
Ooh. Let me pry this open. Oh, boy.
Oh,
is,
look at that.
Is that good.
She won a sandwich Jimmy John's.
Oh, peanut butter fudge.
Yeah.
Peanut butter fudge.
Boy, isn't that good.
Is that the one from Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's not the same.
Right, right. I might have. I'll have a piece over here in a minute. Yeah.
We'll save the bowl for you.
Yes.
That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, we'll try that.
Oh, that's good.
I can eat one piece.
And you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Can't stop after one.
That's
I'm
super.
With you.
Mm.
Go ahead, caller.
News update. The fish fry at Knights of Columbus Hall, 5 to 7:30.
That's right.
Yep, we got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, you got to take it.
Fish fry is on.
Jimmy John's.
Oh, yeah, the Jimmy John's.
Oh,
let me see here. We'll get
that
Jimmy John's for you. There you are, sir.
Okay.
Thank
you.
No. Stop in anytime.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm the one that says 81.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I didn't sound like it.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect.
Very good.
So, we gave away a Jimmy John's today. We gave away a Panda Express. We're giving away all kinds of things here, Charlie.
Yeah, boy.
That's the way to go.
I tell you, it's peanut butter fudge. My wife's home probably...
Isn't that salivating? And that all started at Christmas time. That has been a really popular thing around here.
Woo.
The peanut butter fudge.
Here, I'll pass this bowl
over. Yeah, the famous peanut butter fudge. I got a piece of this at Christmas, and boy, was it good.
Yeah, still is.
The home, look at this. It just light.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that is good.
Yeah.
That is delicious.
Oh, man.
We're very informal here at this station.
Yes, that's for sure.
Now, see, would Bob Mason, the founder of Radio in Marion, would he have went for this?
Oh, my land. He'd have been thrown out the back door and stomped on.
Tell the story again. It's hilarious about the record he broke on your car.
Well, every night, the kids from Harding High School requested a certain song. And I played that every night until I couldn't stand it anymore. Well, there are two different stories. And so I buried this record. I dug a hole and buried it. But there was another very similar case, and Bob Mason came in, picked it up. He actually picked it right up off the turntable, and the needle got bent, I think. And he threw it out and hit my 41 Packard and broke it all to pieces.
Now, see, where are Bob Mason would have been good at that dinner last night.
Yeah, that's right. And one of his relatives, George Mason, signed the Constitution.
Bob Mason last night would have picked up that DeSabato and threw him right out the door. Said, he wouldn't have needed the police.
He would have done an editorial on it and then sent copies of that editorial to a lot of prominent politicians.
Now, see, there's a thing. Now, people think that in Marion, you're not supposed to give your opinion on the news. Well, the founder of broadcasting used to give his opinion all the time.
He did every week.
Every week.
Yes, indeed.
So people got to do their history before they start making opinions.
And I recorded him because I always go, here comes Mr. Mason. And he's under his arm. He had a stack of papers.
He was a cranky fellow.
Well, he was very sophisticated, He smoked, did he smoke cigars? I can't say for sure, but he had a mustache and, you know, whole 9 yards.
Did we ever figure out what happened to the Twix bars?
No.
We had a listener brought in a package of Twix bars, and I laid, because I don't really like Twix bars. They're okay, but Twix. I laid them over here for you.
Well, Heath bars.
Heath bars.
And I told my wife how good they were, and she bought me a bag of them.
Well, we had a bag here.
Yeah, we did at one time.
And you were digging into them, and then one day that bag disappeared.
Somebody else did the digging.
I know, but they didn't tell anybody that they did the
digging. That's right. They just took them out.
Just dug. Well, we've got 10 minutes. Do we have anything else to answer today? We've talked about Jordan and the dust up. We've got the peanut butter fudge delivered. We know about the fish fry.
We still haven't determined for sure what the meeting was, the dinner last night, what it was called.
Yeah, what was it called?
Harding, Lincoln,
Douglas,
Grant, Jackson,
Benjamin Harrison. What was the thing called last night?
Grover Cleveland.
Does anybody know?
There used to be a character by the name of Ossie Blue G.
Ossie Blue G.
Have you heard that name?
No.
Ossie Blue G.
The Ossie Blue G dinner last
night. I've got to look that up because I remember that from maybe 50 years ago when I was at the radio station and somebody said, well, that's Ossie Blue G. Good grief.
He's probably long dead.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
We got some more batteries, too.
Yes.
We'll never be without batteries again.
We'll never, ever run out again.
Never again. We've got batteries galore.
That's good.
All right, now to let us know, what was that dinner? Did anybody go to the dinner last night? It was a big falderall.
Well, how many did we hear?
Well, I heard it was called the Lincoln dinner. Then somebody told me it was called the Harding dinner.
Yeah, then, if it was the Harding dinner, we'd have heard about that.
Then Atkinson told me it was the Lincoln dinner honoring Harding. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, you can't go along with that.
What was it? Yeah. What was the dinner? Does anybody know?
I think it was just a Republican dinner.
Did it have a name?
For the candidate, Republican candidates.
Now, the Democrats, they have the FDR breakfast.
Do they?
Yeah, I went to that one time because to cover it. But I don't know what the Republicans have. You think they would name it after Harding, but maybe they name it after Lincoln. I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it Lincoln? It wasn't Lincoln's birth. It's March.
Yeah, when was Harding's birth? That was October?
I don't know.
October 2nd, I think.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the 100th anniversary.
Or he died on October 2nd.
I think he died in the summer.
It was in California, so we don't know if it was summer or winter. At the Palace Hotel.
I think it was August.
And there is another controversy. Why did Florence refuse to let a regular doctor come in and look at him?
Because she was buddy-buddy with that Dr.
Carl
Sawyer.
Carl Sawyer, yeah.
Wonder how buddy-buddy they were.
I don't know. He wasn't a good-looking guy at all.
Well, she wasn't exactly Miss America.
No, but she had money.
Did she?
Oh, yes.
But she didn't die. She died kind of poor, didn't she?
No, not really. I've got the article.
Right, but how much did she have?
I think altogether she had close to $500,000.
In those days, that would have been a lot of dough.
Oh, my. Yeah.
1920s.
And she had a nice car that blew up and burned in Marion. At the Buick dealer.
That's interesting.
Yeah. In fact, it was a $200,000 fire altogether of money from back then, $200,000. All these cars blew up because their gas tanks were not sealed. I mean, you know, I don't know. Cars still, gas tanks still, if they get hot enough, burn.
I would say.
Or blow up, yeah.
And we got three new people going in the Marion Harding Hall of Fame. We got Trevor Romine and George Brown and Kling.
Amos. Yeah.
Amos Kling.
And Amos, I got a correction on that. I said the qualifications where you had to be born in Marion County. Well, I forgot to read on. It was one of the four things that you had to do.
You have to be dead, don't you?
First of all, yeah.
You got to be dead.
And you had to be so old, maybe. But you had to, you didn't have to live in Marion County.
What a thing to be dead. You have to be dead to be in the Marion County Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so you don't get a chance to admire your plaque.
No.
Your relatives and others can say, ooh, I bet that was expensive.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's Mary Ellen Withrow and I were talking about, you know, she's got these schools named after her, and she can go by and see them.
That's right. And here's where they ought to skip another requirement, being born in Marion and being alive. Being alive is one of the requirements. Mary Ellen should have that plaque done now.
Yes. Why do we have to wait till everybody's
That's
dead?
That's right.
That's insane.
Yeah. She was born in Marion County, succeeded in Marion County, succeeded in Washington, but she's still alive.
Right. We need to regard people while they're alive.
Yes, indeed.
So why are we waiting for death?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the final thing, anyhow.
No, it's not, because you die and then you go in the Hall of Fame.
Well, yes, that's right.
So you get one more ceremony, even though you've passed on to the great beyond.
And they always have a big doings. As a family is there. George Brown's family will be there. But nobody will be there from Amos Kling's family.
No, they're all dead.
Yeah, and
Trella.
I'm sure, well, Trella,
she has a son.
And a daughter, too.
And a daughter.
Yeah. And who else in the Harding family? I don't think.
The grandson could come up. That's his
step-grandfather. Right. Yes, yeah. I wonder if he's going to make an appearance.
One day he will. I think one day he will.
And that would be something to picture in your mind, what will happen when he says, I'm Harding's grandson.
It's going to be another dinner like last night.
Yeah. And it would be different, but it's proven. It's not.
Oh, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Nan Britton had
It's not ever brought up.
No. Did we ever find out where Marge is?
Marge Williams?
Marge Hazlett.
Oh, Marge Hazlett. No.
There's another person who did this show with us for a while.
Yeah. And there are enough people, I'm sure, at her interment. Interment, not internment.
Yeah, is she at the Marion Cemetery, or did she end up in the mausoleum? Because she told us for so long that she wanted to end up in the mausoleum.
With her cat.
With her cat,
yeah.
Callie.
Yeah.
Jeff Ruth must not realize that we have peanut butter fudge here, or he would have been here.
He'd have burned up those elevator.
The cords would have been on fire.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope Marge ended up where she wanted to be.
Yeah, I do too, yeah. She was such a sweet lady.
Wasn't she? Marge was a genuinely nice woman.
Generally, yes, absolutely.
And we spent many a year with her.
And she went up and down those steps we used to have. Oh, I feared for her life.
Oh!
And one day, fell on her. It wasn't.
You fell?
She was helping me up the steps, and I fell, and
gosh,
I smashed into something.
The doors on the heater.
Yeah. And Marge, I don't know what she thought. Oh, my.
Well, she was trying to tend to you.
Yeah.
Because she was a nurse.
Well, I had the same thing happen at the Palace Theater.
Oh, no.
Going downhill in the palace without my cane, I fell, or started to fall, and some lady held me. And my wife looked at her and said, well, whatever it takes.
I'll never forget that day with you and Marge, though, because Marge, we were always worried about falling down the steps.
Yes.
And I saw you two come in, and I heard this crash and bang.
Oh, it was a terrible crash.
And I thought, oh, no, Marge has fallen down the steps.
Yeah.
And I run back, and you're laying on the floor, and Marge is over top of you.
Right.
Trying to tend to your blood, because you hit your elbow.
That's right.
On the door.
Yeah.
There was blood everywhere.
And the reason I was on, those weren't the regular steps we came down. They were carpeted.
That's right.
I mean, the best of everything.
Nobody ever fell down the back steps.
No, the terrible cement steps, the brick steps. Thank goodness no one fell on them.
No. It would
have been permanent damage.
Permanent. But you told me it's because you weren't holding on to the rail, because you were holding Marge's purse.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, that's right. I was trying to help Marge.
What a memory.
Yes, I guess so.
Holy moly.
That's
in any event.
What else is happening this weekend? Well, tonight is the grand opening, and I have not heard from them either. the brickyard.
Oh, yeah, the brickyard.
Yeah. And I'd like to hear from one of them involved, but we probably won't.
So that's a, what was that last week? That was an open house.
No. Last week was a children's charity, and they filled it with hundreds of people, and they ran out of space, ran out of food, ran out of, but they didn't run out of money, got $42,000.
$42,000.
Yeah, right. But they ended up having to go down to Attaboy's to get food, and a pizza shop to get food, and oh my, it was, they never expected that many, I guess.
Well, maybe tonight they'll have, lightning will strike twice.
Yeah.
It's going to be fairly nice weather out, nice as it was last week.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think we're in a nice stretch of weather now.
Yeah, it seems like going into next week, 40s and 50s, yeah.
So maybe winter is over.
It could be, yet March can be a wild, wild month.
Time change tomorrow.
Yeah. That's right.
2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Usually you hear a talk about that till it comes out your ears.
We had too big a fight today.
Yeah.
At the Harding
yeah.
thing.
But I set my clocks ahead in the evening, so I get kind of used to the time.
Well, you lose an hour this time, so it's worse.
Yeah.
People will show up late to work.
Oh, no.
On Sunday.
Sleepy-eyed at church and all that.
Yeah. You don't want to go heavy drinking this weekend.
That's for sure.
That's a rough week. But see, next week they give you St. Patrick's Day.
What do bars do that used to, they had to close at 2:30 in the morning, and maybe they close at 2:30 and then open back up for an hour?
When you set the clocks back, but I don't know what you do when you set the clocks ahead.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You don't want to set them back this weekend. You go ahead. You
spring
ahead.
Spring forward.
Yeah, you'll be 2 hours behind if you go back.
Yeah, spring forward.
Why is it 2 a.m.? Do they figure nothing's going on at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, probably they think that everybody was probably drank and whatever.
I know there's something in the legislature trying to make no more time change.
That's right. Would that be good or bad?
I don't know. It's become such a thing now. Why mess with it?
Well, that's right, yeah.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
We're always trying to mess with things. We got to stop that.
Last night, a good example.
Last night, we still don't know what it was. Was it the Harding dinner? Was it the Lincoln dinner? Was it the Douglas dinner? We don't know. We hope everybody had a good time. That's all we know.
That's it.
And that's it for this week. Hope everybody has a great weekend. There's more programming always around the corner here at WWGH Radio. And remember, you can get all the programs, if you've missed anything, online, WWGH1071.com. And you can also download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH to listen on any mobile device. For today, that is all. Stay tuned. More around the corner.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah.
Is it, how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
Well, I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors. Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean, most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
To the star of Soap and Benson, Robert Guillaume.
When you first got that pilot script and you looked at Benson, now he was a housekeeper, but who was he to you?
Well, he was my grandmother.